Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode here at See You Sunday. I'm your host Jasmine and welcome to this week's conversation. So before we jump into it, I just want to give a little fair warning. As you can probably tell by the sound of my voice, I am currently fighting a cold, so I might sound a little bit congested, a little bit nasally in this week's episode, and I'm so sorry about that, but I really did not want to miss this week's episode, so I am pushing through as best as I can, so please bear with me as we get through this episode. I hope that you can still enjoy and it's not too much of a nuisance, but it is what it is. But anyways, for today's conversation, I wanted to do a little Q&A advice slash life catch-up type of episode. I asked you guys over on my Instagram stories quite a while ago if you had any questions for me, and I have not gotten around to answering those questions, so we're going to do that in today's episode. You guys asked me a lot of different questions. I have some personal questions that I'm going to answer just about how I've been since quitting my job. If you're new here, I quit my quote-unquote corporate job last month. I've just been going through some big life changes, also questions about turning 30, and then I also got some advice questions from you guys about just my best self-care practices, glow up tips on becoming her, becoming the best version of yourself, and things like that. So that's kind of the gist of today's conversation. So I hope that you can enjoy today's little Q&A, life catch-up, girl chat. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. One of my outs for summer has been paying for overpriced phone bills. With plans starting out at $15 a month, Mint Mobile gives you premium wireless service on the nation's largest 5G network. I made the switch to Mint Mobile last year, and my only complaint so far has been that I did not switch earlier. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and switching to Mint Mobile was so seamless as well. I was able to keep my same phone and number. The service is just as good as what I had before, but I am saving so much more money. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/sundaypod. That's mintmobile.com/sundaypod. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees are extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Okay, so let's get into our Sunday sip of the week. My low from this past week, I feel like it's an obvious one, but it's getting sick. Before I got this cold, I felt like I was finally getting a momentum going. I was creating content again. I was on my workout grind. I was showing up for myself every single day, and I was starting to feel really good. If you have been keeping up with my vlogs or my podcast episodes, you guys know I've been in this like rebuilding myself era, getting back to myself, getting back to my routines and the small daily habits that make me feel like my personal best. And I was finally like getting a good flow of all those things and really getting back to myself. And then as I was starting to hit my stride, I got sick with a cold. So that kind of set me back just a little bit, but I am starting to feel a lot better, I should say. So when I am feeling healthy again, I am ready to get back to where we left off. So that was definitely my low of the week. But on the flip side, my high from this past week has been remembering how rich in love I am and how blessed I am to have the partner that I have. I know I don't show or talk about my relationship a whole lot. I might share a little bit here and there, like on my vlogs. You might catch him in the background or hear him. My relationship is definitely not a secret or anything like that. But over the years, as I've gotten older, I definitely have kept that part of my life more private and sacred because I think it's something special that needs to be protected and nurtured and cherished. And the internet can be a very scary place sometimes, and I've seen what the internet can do. Not that I think my listeners or my audience or you guys would ever do any weird crazy things, but I've seen it happen. So when it comes to the really important things in my life, like my friendships, my relationships, the people that I love, I definitely like keep that more private, but it's definitely not a secret or anything like that. But what I'm trying to say is, I know I don't share a lot about my relationship, but I will say that every time life is lifing in some way, whether it's, you know, me getting sick or I'm going through a challenging time or, you know, something is happening in my life, I am always reminded of how much of a solid partner I have. No matter what's going on, no matter my mood, no matter anything, he is always so kind and patient, and he really picks up the slack where I may be lacking, and he just takes care of me in every single way. And he does it without complaining as well. And as the oldest daughter who's never had anyone take care of her in that way, but had to take care of everyone else, that just heals my inner child each time. And this past week, and not even this past week, but honestly, this past year, these last few years, it feels like, I have been reminded of like how grateful I am to have the partner that I have. And sometimes I feel so guilty when I am mean to him, or when I'm just moody, or maybe I'm PMSing, or I'm hangry, and I just like catch an attitude towards him, or I say something snappy. I feel so guilty afterwards because I know how good I have it. I know how blessed I am to have the partner that I have. And he makes my life so much easier in every single way. And this week, I was just reminded of how good my partner is to me and how I always strive to be an even better partner for him. That is my Sunday sip of the week for you guys. Now I want to get into your questions. Like I said, you guys asked me an array of different questions. I got a lot of personal questions just asking like how I'm doing since quitting my job and all the changes that have been happening these last few months and weeks, how I've been feeling and things like that. So I'm going to get into the personal questions first and foremost, and then we can get into the more advice questions about self-care and my advice for anyone who wants to start their glow up journey, becoming her, what habits and mindsets have truly changed my life, and also just advice on getting to know yourself better and things like that. So let's get into the first question, which I kind of combined some of these questions just to like answer them all in one, but I got a lot of questions of how are you doing lately through all the changes, like quitting your job, losing your pet, how has life been feeling, and things like that. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for asking. As I'm recording this, I can say today I am feeling grateful. Of course, some days are harder than others, but for the most part, I've been managing well. I've been settling in since all of the changes. And like I said, before getting sick with this cold, I was slowly starting to get my momentum back with getting in my creative flow, working out, being in my routines, getting excited about certain projects I'm working on, life again. This cold kind of like set me back a bit, but overall I can say that I've been doing as best as I could possibly do given the circumstances, the situation, and everything. So for those of you who are not caught up, or if you're new here, last month I recently quit my quote-unquote corporate job. And I say quote-unquote because it wasn't your traditional corporate 9-to-5. It was a remote creative role working for a wellness brand. So I feel like it wasn't exactly a corporate job, but it did have corporate aspects to it. So I'm saying quote-unquote corporate job. But last month, I quit my corporate job. And that same week we found out one of our cats was diagnosed with a heart condition. And then all of last month, we were pretty much adjusting to our new lives with her heart condition, with having to give her medication 3 times a week, being in and out of the vet literally multiple times a week, up until I want to say earlier this month, when we eventually had to put her down because her heart condition kind of just rapidly got worse and there was really nothing we could do. So it was really fast how everything happened and played out. Like, I didn't even get a chance to fully process everything before it was all said and done. And it was very much a big shock in many ways. Today is actually 2 weeks since all of that happened. And I feel like, okay, I can kind of breathe again. Maybe not through my nose, but I can breathe a little bit easier. Some days, like I said, are a little bit harder. Like, it hits me randomly where I get sad or overwhelmed. And I think that's normal when dealing with grief or change or the unknown. So yeah, just to sum up that answer for you, I'm doing as best as I possibly could. And every day it's getting a little bit better. And then a follow-up question to that, somebody else asked, what's it been like since quitting your job? Are you happy with your decision? Do you regret quitting? What's your next move? Things like that. When it comes to quitting my job, yes, I am so happy with my decision. I want to say it's been great since quitting my job, but actually it's been chaotic. Of course, not because of quitting my job, but just because of everything else that was happening outside of my job. It's just been a crazy time. But actually quitting my job, yes, I am so happy and grateful that I made that decision, especially with everything that was happening in my personal life. I think if I was still working at my job while I was going through everything else, I honestly genuinely think I would have crashed out, which would have not been a good thing at all. So looking back now, I'm actually really grateful I quit when I did, because it allowed me to be so present in my personal life, allowed me to pour into those things and also take care of myself without the responsibility of my job. So although this last month has been very chaotic, quitting has been like the highlight of everything that's been going on recently. And now that things are starting to calm down a bit, I can say it's been good and it's getting better. And I've honestly not been in any rush trying to figure out what my next steps are. Right now, I've been focusing on just getting back to myself, regulating my nervous system, calling my energy back. And you know that trend on TikTok where it's like, what do you mean it drained the life out of you? And it's usually a girl showing how the person that they were with or whatever they were dealing with drained the life out of them when they were going through that situation. That was me, okay? Not with my relationship, but with my job and also everything else that was going on in my life at the time. Now that I'm no longer in it, I can see so clearly now how drained I actually was, how not myself I was. And sometimes that's hard to recognize when you're still in the situation, when you're still dealing with that person or that job or whatever is draining you. And so now that I'm out of it and I can see things so clearly now, I have time and space and energy to like process everything. I'm like, okay, wow, I definitely made the right decision to quit and I don't regret it at all. Because of that, right now, I'm definitely not in a rush to figure out what the next steps are. And I'm also very grateful to be in a position where I can take that time to figure out what I want to do, what the next steps are going to look like. And it's one of the many, many reasons why I believe in having multiple sources of income at all times. That way, if push comes to shove and you need to leave a situation, quit a job, let go of one of those sources of income for whatever reason, you're not stuck in a situation that you don't want to be in. But that's a conversation for another day. We can talk about that another time. Okay, so I got some questions around like turning 30. If you guys are new here, I turned 30 in May of this year, so we're very much early in our 30s, but I did get some questions about how are you feeling about being 30 so far? What are you most excited about in your 30s? And questions like that. So as far as how I feel about being 30 so far, like I said, I've only been in my 30s for 3 months now, but I genuinely feel like I have grown so much in these last 3 months than I have throughout my entire 20s combined, and I'm not even exaggerating. It's like I've entered this next level of self-love, self-assurance in a way that I just cannot describe to you. It's almost like I woke up one day and I just decided to fully believe in myself. I decided to choose what's best for me, and I decided to stop caring about any of the things I used to overthink because I'm like, it doesn't matter. None of it matters. And it has been such a freeing feeling to just do what's best for you. I will say, so far, my 30s do feel like an extension of my 20s in some ways. Like, for example, I'm still figuring things out. I don't have all the answers. That was very much on brand for me in my 20s, and I'm still experiencing some of that in my 30s, except now I have way more wisdom. I have so much more grace to give to others and to myself. I have better discernment, a stronger intuition, and a little bit more money, which makes this journey a lot easier than in my 20s. And I don't know if any other 30 plus year old feels this way, but I do not care or worry about the same things that I used to in my 20s. I don't care if somebody doesn't like me. I don't care if I am not following societal expectations. I do not care how I'm perceived. I don't care. The only things I care about are my health, my happiness, what's for me, and of course, my loved ones and their health and their happiness. So that is all. Yeah, so that's how it's been so far. Like I said, I'm only 3 months in, so we're very much new to this era. And as far as what I'm most excited about in my 30s, honestly, everything. I am so excited to experience life in my 30s because now I have a stronger sense of self. I have way more confidence than I ever did in my 20s. I have a healthier mindset. I have better habits. And I've already gone through some tough moments in my 30s. And the way that I've been able to navigate them has shown me just how much I've grown and how much more I'm equipped to handle hard things in life. Things that may have broken me in my 20s, I feel like now I can handle with so much more grace, and I have such a stronger faith. I'm also really excited for all the beautiful experiences that are waiting for me. I can think back to so many moments in my 20s, and I wish that I could experience them again, because back then maybe my lack of confidence didn't allow me to really enjoy a moment, or my lack of wisdom didn't allow me to see things clearly. And I'm just excited about everything. I feel ready to just experience everything, all the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs. And then somebody did ask, are there any goals or habits or things that I want to prioritize in my 30s? And there definitely are a lot of goals and things like that. I won't share everything because a lot of them are a little bit personal, but as far as goals that I want to reach in my 30s, I definitely want to start a brand or business of my own. I have no idea what that looks like. I have no idea what that will be, but I have this feeling that I will start some brand or business, and I know that when I meant to do that thing, the idea will come to me in the right time, in the right way, when I'm ready to take action on that. Right now, I don't know what that is, so that tells me it's not the right time, but it's in the back of my mind. And then honestly, another goal for myself in my 30s, which is going to sound so cheesy, but it's the truth, and it's just to live a beautiful, full, authentic life that is filled with so much joy and so much love. Truly, that is my biggest goal in life, is to live a happy, beautiful, authentic, full life that I love and that I can say I chose this life for myself. I created this for myself. And then as far as any habits that I'm prioritizing in my 30s, honestly, the same ones that I cultivated in my 20s, like my journaling, my movement, always learning, but I'm definitely adding some new habits, like just taking my skincare and my beauty treatments even more seriously than I did in my 20s. I feel like now it's even more important than ever. So definitely investing in myself a lot more seriously is probably one of like the new habits that I'm implementing in my 30s, and I definitely will share that with you guys as I do those things. But yeah, definitely my daily habits and just investing in myself even more. And then as far as experiences, there are definitely a lot of things I want to experience, but one of the main things I want to prioritize in my 30s is more solo moments, whether it's going on a solo date. Solo traveling is a big one. The older I get, the more I want to make sure I don't lose myself, whether it's losing myself in a relationship, in a job, in life's responsibilities. I want to be a full woman with hobbies and things going on outside of just maybe one thing. For me, that comes with prioritizing time with myself. Okay, so moving on to advice questions that some of you guys had. Somebody did ask, how do you fill your cup up / practice self-care? So I actually made a post about this recently, but for me, it's truly getting back to the little things, like having a slow morning where I lounge around in my silk nightgown and I have jazz music playing in the background, or lighting a candle when I'm journaling or doing my skincare, getting dressed up even if I have nowhere to go or I'm not doing anything special that day, or even just working from a coffee shop at a high-end hotel. Little things like that are truly the ways that I love to fill up my cup, but I also love to indulge in the nicer things as well. I have one spa day a month, which I prefer to book right at the tail end of my cycle so I can feel refreshed and recharged. I love a good weekend trip. Always having my nails done is going to do it for me. Therapy, whether that's mental health related therapy or retail therapy, because listen, nothing hits better than some retail therapy after a therapy session. A girls' night where you get dressed up, get dinner, you take cute pictures. Like, it really doesn't have to be so serious all the time. Of course, I'm a big believer in mental health and doing the inner work and things like that, but also it could be as simple as going to a coffee shop and journaling or reading or doing a little bit of retail therapy. It's not going to hurt from time to time, you know? So I love to fill my cup up in so many different ways. My biggest thing is making sure that I'm filling my cup up in the way that I need, because all self-care is not made the same. And then somebody else asked, what advice do you have for anyone who wants to start their glow up journey / become her? And I will say, for starters, I think this podcast is a great resource for wanting to start that journey. I dive deep into so many topics that I think are important for anyone who's wanting to improve their lives, level up, glow up, become her, whatever term you want to use. So I'm not going to give a whole in-depth answer, but my short answer for you is, if you want to glow up, become a better version of yourself, it really starts with taking care of your mind, your body, and your soul. My personal opinion is glowing up and becoming your best self is really an inside out project, and I truly believe you cannot show up as your most actualized self unless you touch on all three points. And so, to kind of break that down a little bit, for me, taking care of my mind is all about my mental health. It's about going to therapy, working on my beliefs, challenging my mindset, and really doing the inner work that everybody talks about. And I think, again, my podcast is a great resource where we talk about those exact topics, how to work on unpacking your beliefs, how to have a positive mindset, and all of those things. So definitely starting with your mind, I think, is the most important thing ever in terms of glowing up. The second part to that is your body, and that includes movement, eating well, staying hydrated, taking care of your skin, your hair, presenting yourself in a way that makes you feel good, and of course, resting when your body needs it, listening to your body, honoring it. All of those things combined is part of the glow up as well. And when it comes to your soul, to me, this is touching on aspects of your self-love, your intuition, the things that light you up, doing your soul-driven work. Like for me, for example, that's creating this podcast or focusing on anything that excites and fulfills you. When it comes to taking care of my soul, it's really about tuning in, listening to what it is that my soul is telling me, what it needs, and following that voice and doing the things that I know are going to light my soul up. So again, I really think it's a combination of taking care of your mind, your body, your soul. And when you are able to like master those three things, that is when you really begin to see a true glow up, both inside and out. And then somebody else asked, what is one habit or mindset that you think truly has changed your life for the better? And I think for mindsets, I feel like there's so many little mindset shifts that I've made throughout the years. But if I had to choose one, I would definitely say it's overcoming my victim mentality and actually taking control of my life. One specific mindset shift that I've adopted is, my trauma was not my fault, but my healing is my responsibility. And this mindset is what really helped me break free from that victim mentality, always feeling sorry for myself, feeling like I had no control or say over my life. And I truly believe without that mindset shift, I would not be where I am today. I would not be who I am today, because in order to change your life, in order to change who you are, you have to be able to take accountability for your life, yourself, your actions, where you are in life. And you cannot do that if you only see yourself as a victim. As far as a habit that's changed my life, honestly, again, there are so many little habits that have improved my life for the better. But if I had to pick one, I would definitely pick journaling. Through journaling, I've experienced so much growth, healing, breakthroughs, epiphanies, ideas flow through me. And I've also experienced a deeper sense of gratitude for my life. And it's such a simple and easy practice. It's something you can do whenever, wherever, but it has truly improved my life for the better. And genuinely do not go more than a day or two without journaling. So another question that somebody else asked is, any advice on getting to know yourself better? You seem very sure of who you are, and I admire that so much. I often feel conflicted about who I am, what I want versus what others want me to be. First of all, thank you so much for that. I totally get how that could be difficult. I feel as women, we are definitely conditioned from a very young age to act, look, and be a certain way. And if we don't fit those standards, we're ridiculed and judged for it. What I will say, and this is something that I always try to tell my little sisters especially, is your life can look whatever you want it to look like. You don't have to follow a certain path. You don't have to be a specific type of woman if that is not something that feels true to you. And sometimes that could be hard to identify what is you and what isn't, especially if you've been conditioned to follow a certain path or, you know, be a certain type of woman. And for me, what's helped me to get to know myself better has been, one, unlearning and unpacking everything I was told and question pretty much everything. For example, I always assumed I would have kids one day because that's the only thing that was ever shown to me growing up. The women stay home and they have kids. And I always assumed that that would be the path that I would follow. But it isn't until I asked myself, wait a minute, do I even want kids? Do I want to be a mother? Do I want that life? And to be completely honest with you, I still don't even know what the answer is. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that path or that life if that is what you want for yourself. But it actually never occurred to me that I had another option until I started asking myself, well, what is it do I want? So I think it really starts with asking yourself those questions, questioning what you know, what you've been told, and getting clear on what it is you actually might want for yourself. The second thing that's really helped me to get to know myself better is spending time with myself. I feel like you really get to know yourself when you spend quality time alone, whether that's living alone, taking yourself on a solo date, going to a coffee shop and journaling, traveling alone. You really get to know who you are during those moments of solitude. And I think one of the best things a woman can do for herself is to learn to love her own company. Even now in a relationship, I still value my alone time more than ever. And I've gotten to learn so much about myself by just spending time alone. And then I think the third thing that's really helped me to get to know myself better is to try new things. The only way to get to know who you are is by trying things you've never done. Maybe you've never been a wellness girl in your entire life, but you decide to take a Pilates class one day, fall in love with it, and a year later, you become a certified Pilates instructor. Or maybe you're like me and you grew up feeling afraid to voice your thoughts, but you decide to follow that feeling, start a podcast, and it turns into a successful career. Like, you really have to try things. Not everything is going to be for you, not everything is going to be the right fit, but the things that do work are going to work so well, and it's going to make you become a better version of yourself because you're uncovering aspects of yourself that you never even knew existed. So definitely try new things, go new places, try a new hobby, a new activity, a new career path, and just see what comes of it. Okay, the last question that I will be answering today, somebody asked, what are you most looking forward to in this next season of your life? And to really sum it up, and I feel like I've said this before so many times already, but I truly am excited to just get back to myself and also add joy back into my life. I was actually talking about this in a recent vlog, but I feel like I have been in survival slash burnout mode for the longest time, that I haven't had the time, the energy, or capacity to focus on anything else other than just getting through my day. And that has left me feeling honestly very numb and dead inside. And I've slowly just been adding joy back into my life by going on more solo dates, journaling, attending workshops, community events, workout classes, coffee dates, and just getting back to the little things that I love. So I'm excited to just get back to the little things, get back to myself, add joy back into my life, honestly, and kind of see what this next season has in store for me. I genuinely do not have any expectations. I don't have any like set plans. I'm just letting life unfold. So those are all the questions that I have for you guys today. Before we end off this episode though, I have my weekly journal prompt for you guys, and that is, what is this season of life trying to teach or show me right now? So that is my journal prompt for you. I thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed, and as always, I will see you Sunday.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.